This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I want you to know that God will order your steps for a greater purpose. Sometimes your view of how God will ultimately use you may be too narrow. Recently, we talked about Harriet Tubman, the slave turned abolitionist, and this was surely the case for her. Harriet was born a slave, but she refused to die as one, so she took the daring leap of faith to run away. After the first year of living and working as a free woman, she risked returning home so her husband could join her. Although when she returned, she learned that her husband had remarried and his wife was expecting their first child. Harriet was devastated and cried out to God, "Why, Lord? Why did you lead me here? You told me to come and I came. Why bring me all this way and rub mud in my face?" Harriet thought she was returning home for her husband, but the real purpose of her trip would be to take her first group of slaves to freedom. It was this trip that caused Harriet to put the Underground Railroad in full operation. God had ordered Harriet's steps for a much greater purpose. Are you thinking too narrowly about the work God has for you to fulfill? And as you reflect on that, remember these words: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think greater.